And here we go, Quest of the Friendship Stones. Rainbow Dash strode into the room, her mane flapping in the wind. Applejack immediately dropped her guitar, her eyes lighting up.
Just like in one of my Japanese animes!
She galloped over to Dash, licking her on the side of the face. Dash looked forward, a hardened steel look about her face.
Oh, Dash, you came back!
Applejack exclaimed.
Shut up, baby! The Dash always comes back!
Rainbow Dash said, mustering her manliest voice. It wasn't particularly manly, but for the sake of this reading, it was damn manly.
Dash, are we gonna do that again?
Applejack asked mischievously.
I told you to shut up, baby. It's time to dash. Applejack, grab my tail!
Applejack sunk her teeth into Dash's rainbow-colored tail, eyes darting back up to the extremely manly and not gay pony's face. Dash immediately sprung into action, rocketing upward toward the roof of Applejack's home. Wood swirled around the pair, forming a flying wood elemental that raised its palm and gave Rainbow Dash a good slap. Dash wasn't in the mood for this horse shit, and promptly whipped her tail around at the elemental, using Applejack like a flail. Applejack collided with the very big golem who is large, nearly releasing her grasp on Dash's tail. The elemental cried out in pain, wood shaving spewing forth from its gross mouth. Dash grinned loudly. Don't ask questions.
You picked the wrong filly to fuck with, big ugly dude who I don't like.
Dash roared, doing 3 cartwheels in the air, spinning directly at the golem guy who is really scary. Yipes! The elemental made of woody bits gasped real loud and tried to move out of the way of the death pony spin, but he couldn't manage it in time. The death pony spin collided with the golem and it exploded into a lot of wooden shards, and also an entire house. Dash grinned and an explosion shot out of her mouth and into the air in front of them. Applejack's eyes lit up and she tried to say something to Dash. She said happily. Dash rolled her eyes, rocketing off in the direction of Twilight's house. A rainbow followed behind them, except that this rainbow was friendship-colored. I told you not to ask any fucking questions, kid. What? You want a fat lip? Get out of here with that mess. So anyway, they flew to Twilight's house and Rainbow Dash landed in front of it. Twilight's house, I mean, is where they landed. Rainbow Dash charged at the front door, head lowered, then whipped around at the last minute, using Applejack's body to smash open the door. It exploded inward in a shower of splinters and for some reason sparkles. Twilight groaned, dropping the book she had been reading.
For the love of Celestia! This again, Rainbow?
Twilight asked, obviously exasperated.
Twilight, we have been assigned a magical mission from, Celestia, and we need your sparkles to help us!
Rainbow Dash bellowed.
Do you have to yell, Rainbow? This is a library, you know.
Twilight Sparkle! I do not have time for this horseplay. We are horses, so that is a funny joke. Please, grab onto my tail!
I'm not in the mood for this, Rainbow. Cut it out.
Twilight, grab my tail!
No, Rainbow.
It is an order from Queen Celestia!
I didn't get a message from her, Rainbow. Go play somewhere else.
Twilight sighed, using her magic to pick her book back up. Rainbow Dash's face contorted into a look of pure, blood-dripping terror. To be precise, blood started dripping from her eyes. She bolted at Twilight's table, flipping it over with 2 hooves and snarling loudly like a rabid dog. Applejack flopped about helplessly, still attached to Dash's tail. The book still floated lazily in front of Twilight's face, and she stared directly into Dash's eyes.
Twilight Sparkler! If you do not come with me, I will be forced to love and tolerate the fucking shit out of you!
Twilight rolled her eyes, taking hold of Rainbow Dash's tail with a single hoof. No use in fighting it. Rainbow Dash took off through the roof of Twilight's treehouse, then careened back down, creating a second hole, then out the door. They flew like ravens and also ponies, I guess, towards Fluttershy's house.
Twilight, we have to get all the ponies together and find all the lost friendship stones, and that is our mission from Princess Celestia. And if you had just let me explain earlier, maybe there wouldn't be 3 holes in your house right now. Do you understand me?
Rainbow Dash said, no longer bellowing. Twilight was unable to respond, the wind whipping at her face so hard that the face almost came off. But phew, thank goodness her face didn't come off. Rainbow Dash did a flip. Rainbow Dash did another flip into the next paragraph, and they arrived at Fluttershy's house. The three ponies landed on the ground safe and sound, and then a crater happened underneath them, and Rainbow Dash flew out of it and into Fluttershy's house window. Fluttershy spun around three times with a loud gasp.
Fluttershy, you have to come with us. All the animals are in trouble because the friendship stones are dead, and you have to help me save them.
Rainbow Dash said as she crashed into the back wall of Fluttershy's home, shattering at least three pots and two dreams. The other ponies remained firmly latched onto Dash's tail. Fluttershy cringed, her eyes widening with horror.
Dash? What the...
Fluttershy stammered, and Dash trotted over to her, jamming a hoof in her mouth.
Listen! Shut the hell up and listen to me! You have to grab onto my tail now!
But why?
Don't ask questions!
Dash yelled, flicking her tail. Twilight and Applejack crashed to the ground.
You better do what she says, Sugar Cube!
Applejack said, temporarily releasing her vice grip on Dash's tail. She chomped back down on it, grinding her teeth slightly over the fine fur. Twilight merely groaned. Fluttershy bit her lower lip hard, unsure of what to do. Dash whipped her mane around, and her mane fell on top of Fluttershy's head. She squeaked quietly.
Fluttershy, do you like my mane? Isn't it nice?
Yes, I suppose it's nice.
My mane is literally the most beautiful in all of Equestria, and now you are going to grab onto my tail. Deal with it!
Fluttershy sighed, trotting slowly behind Rainbow Dash and grabbing a hold of her tail gingerly with her mouth. Almost immediately, Dash created 13 sonic rainbooms inside Fluttershy's house, reducing it to a pile of rubble. She flew away while spin-dashing through the air toward Pinkie Pie's bakery or wherever the fuck she lives. I can't be asked to check these things. Rainbow Dash spun like a drill into the roof of the bakery, twirling her tail around to give the other ponies something fun to do while Rainbow Dash was busy piercing the heavens. Except instead of the heavens, it was the roof of a bakery. Pinkie Pie started scrambling around the main room of the bakery, trying to take down all the decorations before Dash broke through the roof. She leapt up to grab the giant banner, balling it up as quickly as she could. Rainbow Dash finally broke through, landing gently on the floor. The ponies on her tail fell to the floor with a thud, having stopped spinning.
Pinkie Pie, my love! I need you to help me! Please, come with me!
Rainbow Dash said as her tongue snaked out of her mouth and toward Pinkie Pie. Pinkie's face lit up as Dash's tongue lapped all over her face.
Oh, Dash, you know I'd help you with anything!
She giggled, bouncing up and down as she nuzzled Dash's tongue. She bounded over to Dash, whose tongue slowly retracted as Pinkie Pie approached her and their muzzles mashed together into a sloppy kiss. The other ponies stared in awe, still somewhat dizzy from their ride. Pinkie Pie broke the kiss and licked Dash on the nose.
Pinkie Pie, grab my tail!
Pinkie Pie bounced over to Dash's tail, grabbing a hold of it with her teeth, a broad grin on her face. She looked at the other ponies. Applejack bit down on Dash's tail without hesitation, while Twilight and Fluttershy did so with a bit of reluctance. Spike materialized in the room and then disappeared, so the writer can claim he was in the story and get an extra tag on the blog. This is the last time I'm going to tell your fucking ass to not ask questions. Rainbow Dash trotted lazily out of the front door of the bakery, nudging it open with her snout. Then, an explosion happened beneath her, which launched her directly at Rarity's boutique, which also exploded twice, but it wasn't Han because it was a love explosion. Rainbow Dash burped and then called out to Rarity from outside the dress shop.
Rarity, get your flank out here! There is a fashion emergency! I guess I don't have time for this!
She bellowed. Inside the dress shop, Rarity sighed, trotting outside, her glasses still laid on her snout.
What is it this time, dear?
Rarity said as Rainbow Dash scooped her up on her back, because Rainbow Dash is really strong and handsome, beautiful, and there wasn't any more room on her tail for ponies. Rarity yelped in surprise as Rainbow Dash took off to the heavens, leaving behind a puddle of rainbow-colored goop. And so it was that Rainbow Dash gathered up all the ponies that mattered and flew away into the sunset to retrieve all the friendship stones. Will they be bad enough dudes to be able to defeat the final boss and achieve the legendary Super Saiyan 5? See you next time!